When the yearbook came out earlier this week at Wasatch High School, students began noticing their photos had been edited to reflect a more modest dress. Low-cut shirts had been photoshopped to include higher necklines, and sleeveless tank tops had sleeves added to them. And the students weren't happy about it, especially because the school's yearbook staff and administration hadn't made the changes to all students' dress, just some. Wasatch School Superintendent Terry Shoemaker was unapologetic about the edited dress codes, saying that the students were warned with a sign where the photos had been taken, saying their dress was subject to photo editing. He did admit the mistake that all student photos weren't edited consistently. According to a report by Fox News, Shoemaker says, quote, "The district administration only apologizes in the sense that we want to be more consistent with what we're trying to do. In that sense, we can help kids better prepare for their future by knowing how to dress appropriately for things," end quote. The story was picked up by news sources as far away as the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom. After posting the story online, it was shared from that news source some 750 times by Thursday and had hundreds of comments, mostly questioning the school's decision, but also some in support of more modest dress. In reaction to student complaints and the media coverage, Wasatch High School posted on its Facebook page Thursday, explaining how the students were warned about the editing and, quote, "When the yearbook comes out in the spring, students are always excited to see their pictures and are concerned with how they look in the yearbook, so it is understandable that students in violation of the dress code could forget that they received warnings about inappropriate dress." It went on to say that Wasatch High School and Wasatch County School District are evaluating the practice of photo editing of pictures as it now stands and will make a determination on further use of the practice. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.